fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 5th day of April, year of our Lord 2021. Welcome to the John Moore Show. If you'd like to volunteer and do the Pledge of Allegiance, just send me an email. My email address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, get your thermal imaging now while you can. We recently thought it may be the end of the line. We've got a reprieve for getting your hands on mil-spec thermal imaging. We don't know how long that will last. And, of course, we'll talk more about that during the Firearms Monday segment, beginning in about an hour. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Andrew. Andrew is one of the gentlemen associated and affiliated with EMP Shield, the best way to protect your motor vehicle, your home, your generator from the effects of EMP, and in the case of your home and your generator, from the effects of lightning. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, good morning, John. Thanks for having me on.
Okay. Well, I know you're a busy guy. You may or may not be aware of the following. That Iran has moved into Venezuela, which is just south of Florida across the Gulf of Mexico, missiles that can reach the United States. The warheads have been described as quote-unquote interesting. Whatever that means. Interesting.
Yeah.
Russia is moving trainloads of tanks and at least 4,000 troops near the Crimea, Ukraine area. And, of course, Red China is violating Taiwan airspace with their combat aircraft, making threatening gestures towards our partners in the South Pacific there. And it looks like things could heat up really quick here, doesn't it, sir?
It does. There's some really interesting things going on between those countries for sure. You know, especially what's interesting to me is the Russia and the China that's happening kind of simultaneously. I was unfamiliar with what's going on in Venezuela, but that's actually a big deal, too, that I'm going to have to research, because the ability to reach the continental United States quickly with missiles changes the game a little bit. We're normally... go ahead.
Well, they don't have to actually be over our land area with a missile.
Right.
If they could be actually in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico. Once they're up high enough, that's all that matters is altitude, isn't it?
That's right. That's exactly correct.
EMP. Now, there may be some really upset people, their communist buddies in Cuba, if they set these things off. But I think they're prepared to put their own buddies through hardship in order to accomplish their goal, aren't they, sir?
I would absolutely agree with that. They would be more, I don't think that they would blink an eye at that.
So let's say they shoot a missile straight up, doesn't even leave the perimeter of Venezuela.
Right.
Once it's up high enough, the effects of the EMP could easily knock out, Florida and all the Gulf Coast states easily, couldn't it?
Oh, easily. I would go as far as to say it would probably go up towards the Midwest. Because if you were to detonate a nuclear weapon above the United States from Kansas, you're looking at somewhere halfway in the middle of Canada and then down into the lower portion of Mexico as far as impact from that EMP. So even from the Gulf Coast or from the Gulf of Mexico or even a little bit further south, you would still be reaching the majority of the United States. It's a very dangerous location. It could be detrimental to the United States. And even more interestingly, what is going on with Russia and China? Like, it's to me, it looks strategic and very planned. But
when it comes to things of this magnitude, things are very carefully planned and orchestrated years in advance. Nothing's left to chance.
Right.
Now, you may not know this about me, but my regular listeners don't know. Back in 2015, I was being recruited to put together a team to go to Ukraine and teach Ukrainian special forces to be compliant with NATO protocols, especially communications and intelligence gathering and things of that nature. The operation did not take place for reasons I won't go into, but during that period of time, which was a better part of a year, I really became very familiar with Ukraine, all the issues surrounding Ukraine, the people, the culture, the terrain, the history of that area. And it's not what I thought initially, at all. But it's an area of tremendous wealth and productivity. It's been referred to the Ukraine as the breadbasket of Europe. It was the farmers from the Czech Republic that brought modern farming methods into Ukraine more than a century ago that turned the area into extremely productive farmland. And I don't want to dwell on that too long, except to say that it's a prize that's of high value to Russia, and they want it. Stalin moved in there and basically destroyed the culture to the best of his ability by calling everybody, all the farmers who had 20 acres or more, were called kulaks, and they were basically taken to concentration camps in Siberia, never to be seen again. And the people, you know, this is within living memory. There's people alive now who remember that all that taking place when they were children.
The
Ukrainians hate the communists, they hate the Russians, and they want nothing to do with Russia, and they want their land back that Russia stole from them. Without dwelling on it too much longer, it's certainly a flashpoint where war could start any minute, isn't it?
It really is. I mean, all it takes is a trigger like the fighting between almost like a war between Ukraine and Russia. And then same thing with China and Taiwan. A lot of people in the United States don't realize those are like trigger points. That can set off kind of a global like a domino type effect, which we really don't want. I don't understand. I mean, I understand, and I don't agree with it, but I understand what China and Russia, I believe, what they're doing. But it just doesn't make sense that both of these things are kind of happening simultaneously. It just, to me, it seems planned, especially when you hear about the training that's been going on between China and Russia's militaries. You know, if that's not something that raises your ears, I don't know what is, when you've got two superpowers like that that are our enemies that are training together.
Right. Well, my Wednesday guest, Jeff Nyquist, he's sat across the interview table from several high-level KGB defectors, and mm-hmm. he basically has come to the conclusion many years ago that the supposed problems and differences between communist Russia and communist China were all make-believe, set up to get the West to believe that West, communist China and communist Russia were actually enemies, when in fact behind the scenes they never were. You know, which would make a lot of sense.
I believe that. I believe that 100%, actually.
Right. Yep. Right. Well, you've heard all the bad news here, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the good news. There, in addition to the normal $50 off EMP shield devices at my website, which is the best you can get, there's up to $80 off through a special sale that goes on for what, another week or so? I don't have any idea how much longer the sale's going on here, Andrew.
So we don't have an exact date. And the reason is the sale's going very well. Our goal right now is to get EMP Shield into the hands of as many people as possible, even if that means so. And for listeners, just so you know, this is literally one of the biggest discounts we've ever offered. We understand that there's a little bit of hardship financially across the United States right now, but it's also a time that people really need to be getting prepared. And so basically I was able to, get it blessed off from the board that we were able to do the sale and do it for a longer period of time. Because we normally, and you know, John, we normally do a sale for about a week.
Right.
This sale's been up for about a week and a half, almost 2 weeks. And normally that would be the end of it. But I'm trying to push it as long as possible because I really want to help get this into as many people's hands as possible. So I don't have a time frame on it, but it's one of those that when it's over, it's over. There probably won't be a sale quite as big as this for a long duration of time, just because of how cheap they're being sold for. And part of the reason for those who are listening, the reason that it's difficult for us, and I'm happy to be able to do this, is we manufacture these, you know, by ourselves here in Kansas. So, you know, it's actually fairly expensive. So I'm going to keep running the sale as long as possible.
But right.
I don't really have
Are you bumping into people in the lunchroom saying, Andrew, shut this sale down. I'm tired of working double shifts.
I do. Actually, I get that quite a bit, mostly from shipping
production. I know.
because we got them like out there building as fast as possible. They're not quite so used to it.
Andrew,
but,
I haven't seen my wife and kids for 2 weeks. Shut down the sale.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not. It's not that bad. And actually, EMP Shield is a really awesome place to work. We pay like almost double what any other employer in this county pays. So it's a great place to work. But they do, especially the shipping manager and the production manager. They're like, okay, dude, you gotta calm it down a little bit. You know, we kind of play around a little bit about that.
It's a good problem
to have, you know.
Yeah, I understand politics at the workplace. Well, that's not an issue for our listeners. What the issue for our listeners is, when the sale's over, it's over. And it's going on right now on the fifth day of April, 2021. Will it be going on a week from today? I don't know. And maybe Andrew doesn't know either. But once it's gone. Right, Andrew?
That's right. That's it. Yeah, we will not be having a sale like this for quite a long time after this.
Right. Well, something we need to keep emphasizing, you know, this is springtime and we have thunderstorms in the springtime, and that's when the Air Force keeps the F-35s grounded because they can't fly in the rain. But thunderstorms means lightning, and lightning means damage. And
that's right.
If you want to protect your home and your generator from lightning and other equipment, I might add, then you need an EMP shield device for your home and for your generator, right?
That's right, yeah. So, and that's it was actually a very unintentional benefit of the EMP shield. No, although it was designed for EMP, it does, we learned this after the fact, it does actually offer 100% lightning protection, that we actually guarantee 100% lightning protection. And if for some reason the device does not do its job, we cover the cost of the damage up to $25,000. It's basically like purchasing an insurance policy for your house. So, yeah, it's a very incredible piece of technology.
Well, let's go back to Venezuela for a little bit. Now, if I was in charge of those missiles in Venezuela, here's what I would do. I would shoot one straight up in the air and announce beforehand it's a test to the world, and to make sure that our government knew that, the United States government knew that. And it would shoot up there and fall back to Earth, fall back to the ocean. And maybe a week later, I'd shoot up another one and say, oh, it's another test.
Right.
Goes up in the air, falls back into the ocean safely. By the third time I do this, nobody's going to pay attention. It's just another day at the office.
Right.
Which means the few minutes of warning that we may have had is just gone. It'll be, once that thing's up 20 miles high and they shoot off that MP, it travels at the speed of light, doesn't it?
It does. It's traveling. The second, literally the second that missile goes off in the atmosphere, there's nothing else you can do. And as we're aware, although we're doing everything we can to start to work to harden the grid and protect the grid from EMP, and we're involved with several government things that are going on there, it's not yet protected. And the only way that you can protect yourself is either have a Faraday cage or purchase the EMP shield. So that's literally all you can do. And from the United States perspective, the only thing they can do is attempt to shoot down the missile before it reaches the atmosphere. But you and I both know a missile going straight up hits the atmosphere fairly quickly if it's a modern missile, hypersonic. You're talking less than a minute, or if you want to go higher, 2 minutes. 3 minutes maybe. So I don't even know if there would be a way for us to have, unless we had some kind of an interceptor missile that was located close to the location that those missiles are stationed. So,
well, it has to be, actually, I would take it a step further. It has to be space-based technology with lasers.
That's right.
That could shoot that fast. I found out something else recently, Andrew, that, China, a number of years ago, announced that they were sending up specialized space vehicles to clean up space debris make sure that, it turns out they weren't just cleaning up space debris. They were actually collecting American satellites and bringing them back to China so they could disassemble them and reverse engineer them. Why am I not surprised, Andrew?
Everything. I had to explain this to my staff the other day, that everything you see that's overtly public almost is never 100% true. And they didn't believe me. And I had to just give them some examples that I can't talk about on the radio. But they're like, holy cow. Literally, and this is for the public, it's good to know this, that almost everything you hear, even if you're looking at legal documents, normally, when we're talking government stuff, normally there's a green side or the... the public side, and then there's a red side, which would be the secret version of that document.
Exactly.
And it happens quite a bit, and there's almost always some kind of strategic or tactical plan associated to everything we're doing. So
right.
For the men and women who haven't done what you and I have done,
it's shocking and disturbing and hard to believe. But what you're saying is exactly accurate, there, Andrew.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing a couple of guys that have been there, done that, got the T-shirt, as I say, Andrew and I. And we're attempting to give you a heads up here of clear and present dangers facing this country from foreign entities. And I think we have a break. The call-in number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here with Andrew, representing EMP Shield. The highest quality, the best EMP protection you can get, the same devices bought by the Department of Defense and other government agencies, and, of course, the private sector. And when it comes to lightning protection, EMP Shield devices are backed up by a $25,000 insurance policy, aren't they, Andrew?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Well, that's an amazing thing. I don't know that much about the industry, but is there any other company offering a $25,000 insurance policy under lightning protection that you're aware of?
So actually, we've been doing research for several years now about, you know, the top 20 or 30 surge protectors in the United States. In fact, we even have a comparison chart that we, you know, look at almost daily. When it comes to just looking at surge and lightning protection, not EMP, which the others can't do, there, if you look at even the top five, there is no surge protector even close to this price range that guarantees lightning protection. In fact, they're very sneaky. And it really almost always comes down to two things, the capability of the device, and also mostly it's the warranty. So if you look at any of the top five surge protectors that are $300 and below, almost none of them will cover lightning at all. A lot of them even state that they won't cover over voltage, or they won't cover over voltage damage. or act of God. So overvoltage just means surge, and it's written in the warranty. Some of them are 5 years. Some of them are 10 years, like we are. Most of them are $25,000 or below. But here's the trick. What their warranties say is that they'll cover up to, we'll say, $25,000 or the price or the cost of your deductible in your house. That's where the trick is. So all that really means is their warranties will cover your deductible, and that's all. You know, so it's kind of sneaky. That's right. And that's not how our warranty works. And they will only cover the deductible if it isn't lightning protection. So, or if it wasn't lightning, excuse me. With us, we literally say we will cover lightning 100%. And we're not just paying your deductible. We will literally pay to fix anything that was damaged. We don't even mention the deductible. We will pay up to $25,000 on damage that occurs. And so it's kind of in, obviously, the device's capability. We had to be able to get the insurance company to bless off on it. But it's really in the fine writing in the warranty where, you know, the value really is on the device. You know, it should it not do its job, because those other companies are not going to pay the dollars that they need to. You know, they're only going to pay for that deductible. It's written into all their warranties. Anybody listening, pull up the warranty and take a look. You'll see that act of God and lightning and direct lightning strikes are mentioned on almost all of them, saying they will not cover it. It's a shame, but I understand why they do that, because their devices are not capable of taking a direct lightning strike, you know, or even most of them can't take an indirect lightning strike. So it's a really, what we have is a really, really unique technology. And it, when we say industry leading warranty, you know, we really mean it. So,
well, that's good to know. That is really, really good to know. People these days, and of course at all times, they want to have peace of mind knowing that they're buying something that's real, something that actually does perform as advertised. There's so many scams and flim-flams going on these days. And ladies and gentlemen, I've bought quite a few of these devices myself. I've lost track. I'd have to sit down and just think about how many I've bought, but it's a number of them, and I'll be getting more of them as time moves forward here, and I find more uses for them. So if you want to do what John Moore's done, get yourself an EMP Shield device. Now, the ones I bought didn't have the extra sale price reduction on it, and that makes it an even greater value, doesn't it, Andrew?
You know, it does. If you can, you know, because here's the thing is, especially looking at EMP protection, not just lightning protection, or actually we'll even use lightning protection as an example. If you have a home and you have a backup generator, you're going to want to protect both of those things. So imagine this. So the power goes out because there was a lightning strike in your neighborhood. You're sitting there going, oh, I'm good to go because I've got my backup generator. Well, if your backup generator got damaged and your home didn't, then you have a home to power but no power to give to the home. If your home was destroyed but your backup generator is functional, and or vice versa, there's just, you have to have both of them functional in order to actually achieve the thing that you wanted to achieve. And lightning goes where lightning wants to go. So lightning could be induced through the ground directly into your generator and damage it. So as an example, you'd want to purchase a generator model and also a home model. And that's where the discount comes in, is it gives you the financial ability to be able to purchase both of them. And by the way, we also offer the 0% interest 6 months on PayPal payment plan, that you could actually purchase two or three of these at this really low sale price and then not have to pay interest. And you can pay over time, or you don't even have to pay. You could pay on the last day of that, and it would still basically be the exact same thing. So we're trying to help people get multiple units.
Yeah, obviously, obviously. We have a break. Yeah. The call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Anna.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 5th day of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. You want a great vacation, a real serious getaway in the woods of Maine? Well, join me August 15th to 21st, up at Long Lake Camp in Princeton, Maine, near Princeton, Maine. It'll be a great week. I'll be doing my show from the Maine Lodge there Monday through Friday. There's great fishing opportunities, all kinds of local events that you can participate in, and wonderful food, three meals a day included in the package, and children 11 and younger at no charge. So that's a great opportunity to have a family vacation and jump be with me up there for a week. My event planner, that's Betsy Murphy. Her phone number, it's 636-530-9502. Also, we're getting caught up on energy cleaner back orders. It's been a challenge, a fun challenge, I might add. A 300% increase in sales these past 12 months on energy cleaners and mattress pads, helping people get their lives back. If you've got arthritis pain, you need an energy cleaner. You want to get a great night's sleep every night like I do? You need an energy cleaner. $285 shipping included. The mattress pads vary in price depending on what you need. All the details at my website where you can place your order using PayPal at thelibertyman.com. A toll-free hour line, you don't want to put your credit card on the internet. I understand that. Toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. Dealing with Andrew. Andrew represents EMP Shield, and we're talking about the events of the day, the threats that are facing us, what I call clear and present danger, and how to get your countermeasures in place. Right, Andrew?
That's right, John. Yeah, there's certainly a lot of stuff going on right now, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Now, I'm going to use an example here that maybe people might help people a little bit. I don't like, when it comes to a spare tire, I don't like these little donut things. I've always got a full-size spare tire and a full-size wheel. Now, to buy one of those at a dealer, you're probably looking at a couple of $100, wouldn't you say?
Sure. Yep, that sounds about right.
Yeah. Now, if you spend a couple $100, you have that properly inflated tire in your trunk and basically don't think about it. That's called peace of mind. You know that's taken care of. You got the full-size spare tire. You got the jack. You got the lug nut wrench. You got the knowledge to change a tire. And once it's there, you don't need to think about it anymore, do you, sir?
Nope. Yep. You just know it's there and you're protected if you need it.
That's right. Now, same thing with the EMP Shield device. For the cost of, I've spent more than, there was tires I bought in the past that cost like $225 a piece, and that's been 20 years ago. So for the cost less than two tires, you can have an EMP Shield device. Well, this sale a lot less than two tires, by the way. Get that EMP Shield device installed in your car, your truck, motorcycle even, and you know you're protected. And you don't need to think about that part of preparedness anymore, do you, sir?
Yep, no, you don't. And that's, we hear that a lot. The peace of mind aspect of it's a big deal. Because especially when it comes to EMP, that's always something that's in the back of a lot of people's minds. Because it's one of the harder things to protect against. And a lot of people really don't understand it. And we're trying to fix that. But especially by being on the show, we can reach a lot of people. But, you know, having that peace of mind is a big deal. In fact, you know, for people that are researching, and I'd say go ahead and research EMP Shield and EMP protection. You'll see we have 1,200 five-star reviews on the web right now, verified third-party reviews from people who have purchased. And peace of mind is probably one of the number one topics that you'll see discussed in the reviews, because before they just didn't simply have that peace of mind, even with any other things they'd done previously.
Right. Well, of course I have. We have new listeners every week. That's the nature of talk radio. But ladies and gentlemen, it's been 25 years ago. I paid a Dodge specialist mechanic to retrofit my 1988 Dodge to become a 1968 Dodge. And eliminating, bypassing, eliminating all transistors, resistors, diodes, computers on that three-quarter ton Dodge van. Because I understood the threat 25 years ago. There's not one person or 10,000 who's went to that extent, is there, Andrew?
No. Now, there has been, I have seen a few people, but you're one of the few. It was certainly because it's kind of an expensive endeavor and it's a time-consuming endeavor. And that was kind of the problem. You know, up until we created this technology, there was no affordable and easy way to protect a vehicle against EMP, period, or a home for that matter. But it's pretty cool what you were able to do, right? Because now you have a vehicle,
the stars were in proper alignment, and he was my regular mechanic on other matters, and I knew he liked Dodges, but he really liked Dodges, and so it worked out okay, and I've still got that van. It still runs. It's in comfortable retirement, sitting in my field, and if I ever have to put it back in service, I can do that. But ladies and gentlemen, you don't need to do what I did anymore. Another example is the Dodge 12-valve diesel engine, highly sought after by preppers for many years because it's known to be very EMP resistant, and those older trucks they still bring a premium price because it's a great engine in and of itself. But you don't need to be searching for a Dodge 12-valve diesel engine pickup truck anymore, do you, Andrew?
Right. No. Yeah, you don't need to at all. It's as simple as, you know, now with the technology that we have and you know, it's 2021, you simply can purchase what you need. It installs in just a few minutes into your vehicle, and you have the exact same protection.
Right, right. Two of my regular guests both own those Dodge 12-valve diesel engines, by the way, pickup trucks. Next hour, Sam Andrews, he's got one. And then tomorrow, my friend Leon Green, he has one also. And I've come real close to buying one in the past myself. When you're talking about buying a truck that's more than 20 years old, it becomes a challenge to buy something that's nice and doesn't have any rust and so forth, a real challenge, and you pay a really premium price. So this is the good news. The good news is you no longer need to do that. You go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the EMP Shield section there, click on it. You'll find immediately the COVID Relief Ultimate Sale, up to $80 off, in addition to the normal $50 off at my website, and that discount's applied automatically when you go to checkout. People were wondering, where is that? I can't find it. Well, it's applied automatically when you go to checkout. And we need to keep coming back to the fact of peace in mind. Peace of mind. We do many things in life to give us peace in mind. Eating the right foods, breathing clean air, getting the right amount of exercise, buying different forms of insurance, health insurance, life insurance, car insurance, homeowners insurance. Well, the EMP Shield device is another form of insurance, isn't it, sir?
That's exactly correct. Yep, that's exactly what it is. It's that peace of mind and that insurance, knowing that you're protected from an EMP, and you have the ability to either still power your house after an EMP if you have a backup power system, or be able to drive your vehicle from point A to point B when others cannot after an EMP, or survive that lightning strike that hits the pole outside your house, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And lightning doesn't have to hit 20 feet from your house. It can hit a couple hundred yards from your house and travel through the dirt and still cause damage, can't it?
That's exactly correct. Yeah, lightning is incredibly powerful.
It is. It is. And to see, I've seen trees and buildings hit by direct hit by lightning. What it does to a oak tree is amazing. We got a caller on the hold here. We got Julie in Georgia. Good morning, Julie.
Hello.
Go ahead, Julie.
Great to talk to you guys. I have a well that I've just put on a solar panel and a controller. And the way this is configured, it has the controller set up to default to the solar panels and their power. And then if I don't have that, it will default back to really my regular power. And what I want to find out is, what all do I need to do to protect it from EMP? But I'm far more concerned right now with lightning. And then on top
Julie,
of that...
Julie, take your phone off speakerphone, Julie. Take your phone off speaker, please.
I'll try to talk more into the... I don't have it on speaker.
Okay, we'll talk right into the microphone, please. That'd be great.
Okay. Now, you want me to repeat?
Go ahead.
Okay. I have a well that has some solar panels that are controlled by a controller, basically. And the controller is set up so that it will take power to power the well from the solar panels, unless it doesn't have that, and it will default back to regular power. And my intent is to transition it so that it will be on, I'll also add some battery backup so that it's, you know, once I'll have my solar panels, charge up the batteries. My question really is, what all do I need to do to protect it from EMP? But I'm far more concerned about, electrical storms. So tell me what all, how many EMP devices do I need to do to protect that?
Yeah, that's a really great question. And so we are able to protect your solar system. We've protected tens of thousands of them to date. And it's absolutely possible. You would just need a device that would go, usually it's where the input to that controller is. I recommend, Julie, because we need to know some very, people don't understand this, but we have like 87 models of the EMP shield, and they're all very voltage specific. So what I'd recommend is, do you have a pen available? I'll give you our phone number, and I'll have you call my team today, and they will get the details to be able to pair you with the correct device.
I'm ready.
620-412-9978, and we open at 08 Central Time.
All right.
Yeah, and we'll be happy to help you. We'll get you all set up. Good to go.
Okay, then I'll do that. Thank you.
Okay, Julie,
you're very
thank
welcome.
You for your call. We appreciate it. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, people with supplemental solar panels is becoming more common, isn't it?
It really is. You have a lot of people that are independently using solar to do things like electric fences, wells, gates, all kinds of different, kind of individual projects. And we can absolutely protect those systems. And we do a lot of off-grid systems as well, or home solar systems. We can protect pretty much everything. The only trick really comes is when we're dealing with usually grid-tied solar systems that use micro-inverters. And there's some tricks around to be able to protect those as well, but it's just a little bit more costly. It's not really difficult, it's just costly, but... if you have a regular solar system or the application like she had, those are very easy to protect.
Well, I'm going to pick your brain here a little bit, Andrew. Have you ever heard of Earth batteries?
I've heard a little bit about them, yes. I wouldn't consider myself an expert by any means, so.
Well, this will be an education for everybody. Initial experiments go back to the 1840s, so it's been a long, long time ago, almost 200 years ago, 180 years ago. Sure. Here's Earth batteries. First of all, you need moist soil. It could be your backyard. Moist soil. You need two pieces of metal, dissimilar. One copper, one aluminum, one steel. One steel, one copper. It doesn't matter as long as they're dissimilar. Placed on a north-south axis in that moist soil, just driven down into the moist soil, maybe a foot or so, and you connect the wire between those two dissimilar metals, and you get electricity. Not a lot of electricity, but some electricity. Now, my friend Tim Spencer, who has a Saturday show here on Republic Broadcasting, he was a spectator at an U.S. Army experiment where they had an area about... 40 by 40 feet full of earth batteries, and a tent next to it where the earth batteries were running various pieces of electrical equipment. It's an interesting thing. It would be a fun project for homeschoolers, homeschool science project, to make electricity from the dirt. And I don't know how practical it is. It's practical enough that the Army looked into it and was experimenting with it. I personally haven't done it myself. I've been a busy guy.
Right.
But for you homeschoolers out there, it'd be a fun thing for youngsters to see that there's electricity in the dirt and attempt to make use of it.
Heck yeah. That sounds awesome. I've heard a little bit about it, but I wasn't quite aware of exactly how it worked. But that's a really interesting concept. I'd assume the energy levels would be different in different locations.
Well, it's going to be DC.
I wonder.
It's going to be DC, obviously. It's not going to be low amperage, obviously. But if you've got enough of them putting out low amperage, you could be charging up batteries and then really making use of it.
Well, I was thinking more of simple applications like running a couple LED lights, you know, something that is almost no energy whatsoever, just enough to get a little light going. Yeah.
Exactly.
Huh.
Yep. Yep.
Really cool.
Pretty amazing. And that they were doing these experiments in the 1840s is even more amazing.
yeah, that kind of caught my ear, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's lots of articles about this. There's probably some books also. I haven't looked into books, but there's a Wikipedia is not necessarily all that reliable, but there's some, it's just one case where they have some excellent write-ups on Earth batteries. Yeah. And then given what you're doing to make a living, I thought it might be of some interest to you.
Yeah, very much so.
We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on 24/7 with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Monday. It is Monday, the 5th day of April, visiting with Andrew. We're talking about a lot of different things here, fascinating things, interesting things. The most important thing, though, is the COVID relief ultimate sale. It's going on right now. It may go on another week. It may not. We don't know. We don't know. But up to $80 off, in addition to the normal $50 off, EMP shield devices. If you want the same thing the Department of Defense uses to protect your home, your generator, your car, your truck, this is the way to do it. Very cost-effective normally, even without the sale, and even more so. Keep in mind, with PayPal, you can pay over time with no interest, can you, Andrew?
That's right, yeah, and we're very happy to be able to offer that. Yeah, PayPal's been great to us, and I know a lot of people don't like PayPal, but I've really come around to them. The ability for people to now be able to purchase two or three units at this, insane sale price, and then also be able to pay over a six-month period with zero interest is really a game changer for a lot of folks who needed a couple devices or three devices and couldn't afford it. So it's really, really awesome.
Absolutely, it is. It is. And I'm so glad that you're doing this. You're helping our fellow Americans to get what they need to be safe from lightning in the case of generators and homes, EMP in the case of everything else, including homes and generators. It's truly a service that will save many, many lives in the future, won't it, Andrew?
It will. And what's really neat is we've already been able to save, probably hundreds of houses from indirect and direct lightning strikes. So for those who are looking for not even the EMP protection, although you're going to get it when you purchase the device, if you're looking for like 100% lightning guaranteed protection, yeah, look at EMP Shield for your home. There's easily 20 or 30 reviews out there of people who actually have survived direct lightning strikes when their neighbor didn't because they had EMP Shield. So I'd say be sure to check that out as well. Read our reviews. Those are all verified reviews from actual purchasers. We've sold tens of thousands or even more than that of these devices, and they're doing exactly what they're designed to do, and it's a really neat technology.
Well, if you don't have internet, and a lot of my listeners don't, you want to participate in this sale, just call the following number. I'll give it twice slowly, and they're open in about 5 minutes. 620-412-9978. I say again, 620-412-9978. Be sure you mentioned that you heard about it on the John Moore radio show. That way you get the $50 off, and you can participate in the COVID Ultimate Relief Sale and get an additional dollar amount off, can't you, Andrew?
That's right. And John, if I could throw something in here, for those who are looking to call, try calling. The best time would be around 8:15 or 8:20, sometimes 8:30. The reason being is at 8 o'clock, our phones go off the hook. We take about 30 calls right off the bat. So instead of having to wait in line or have us give you a call back, if you call in at like 8:20, 8:30, it's normally better. You'll get us right away.
Well, that's good news. That's good to know that. And no normal person wants to be on hold on the telephone.
Right.
Andrew, thank you, sir. We're out of time.
Thank you for having me.
Look forward to having you back next Monday. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Okay. We got a top of our break coming up here, and we'll have Sam Andrews with us. We'll be talking about, well, Lord knows what, because with Sam's discussions, we just go all over the place. And it'll be Firearms Monday beginning in just a few minutes. Stay tuned.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the CoCertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.